This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا وَيُؤْتِ مِن لَّدُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah عز وجل, teach us what benefit us from what you taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah عز وجل to make us benefit from this series inshallah and make us from the people who listen and apply. As we have discussed before, that these episodes are about simple actions that will lead, inshallah, to a huge reward, subhanAllah. And today is no different. The action today is something that will help us in many parts of our life, not only in these specific episodes, but it's something that we can gain a lot of hasanat by just making this simple action. Listen to this hadith. عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من دل على خير فله مثل أجر فاعله. حديث في صحيح مسلم. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever guide to any act of goodness, he will have the same reward as the one who did it. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. And listen to the other hadith. إِنَّ الدَّالَّ عَلَى الْخَيْرِ كَفَاعِلِهِ. The one who leads to good, he is like the one who did it. Similar to the one who did it. And in the third hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomsoever called to guidance, whomsoever you taught somebody how to pray, you taught somebody how to read the Qur'an, you will get the ajr of whomsoever acted upon what you have taught. And if that person taught somebody else, you will get the ajr also. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Without reducing the person who did it. No any kind of reduction from the ajr of the person who did it. Similarly, if you guided someone to something evil, you will get the same sin as the one who did it. Subhanallah. So you have to be extremely careful, very careful. So my brothers and sisters, imitation of others, it could be through actions or through sayings. You said something to someone, you taught someone some good amal. You taught them how to pray. You taught them how to make wudu. You taught them how to read the Quran. You guided them to dig a well in somewhere that is needed. Subhanallah. All that is by verbal. You will get the ajr whomsoever acted upon what you said. So similarly, all these videos that we are making, one touch from you, one touch, you forward this and you will get, bi-idhnillah, so many hasanat. You taught somebody to say a dua before eating, after eating, when it's raining, any kind of dua, subhanallah. And they forward it to others, and they forward it to others, and hundreds of people started practicing. All that will come into your scale. So you're talking about millions, inshallah, millions and millions of hasanat by a simple action. Or the people could follow you by your action. Somebody saw you coming to Fajr and Jama'ah and he was very impressed and he started following and he started coming to Fajr and Jama'ah. Somebody saw you that you are fasting on Monday and Thursday and he started fasting. Every time he fasts, inshallah ta'ala, because he was imitating you. You guided someone by your actions or by your sayings to something good, you will get the same ajr, without their ajr being diminished, subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, do not belittle any kind of guidance to good. Tell people about a good hadith. Tell people about these episodes. Forward them to others. You never know. But the most important thing is purify your intention before you press that button. purify your intention. Ya Allah, I'm forwarding these videos. I'm teaching this person the Quran. I'm teaching this person how to pray so they can benefit, inshallah. They could come close to you, Ya Allah. And inshallah, I will benefit, Ya Allah, with everyone who is performing this amal. Subhanallah. Go ahead and forward this. We could all benefit, inshallah ta'ala. And more simple actions coming up in the days, inshallah. The first one will be this Saturday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words, La ilaha illallah, and make our last deeds, our best deeds. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون.